The Compassionate City Movement is really a movement and not a program as such. I think what the effort is to get people to looking beyond themselves to the community and to other people to try to do things that raise the boat for everyone.
What sort of things does that mean?
Well, it means that you look out for what's happening around you and you try to be kind to those who are around you, try to be kind to the environment. If you see a piece of trash on the ground, you pick that up and you dispose of it. If it's recyclable, you put it in a recyclable container. And likewise, with people that you see. This morning, for example, as I was coming over here, there was a young mother pushing a stroller down the street, and she stopped, put the brake on the stroller, went around to the front of the stroller and talked with the child face to face. And if you look at that kind of compassionate action on the part of that young mother, I think you can see ways we can do the same thing in the way we relate to other people.
This movement started off of the Dalai Lama, the Archbishop Desmond Tutu, Karen Armstrong, and other various luminaries coming together to create the Charter for Compassion, which can be found at charterforcompassion.org. It's a four-paragraph statement of inspirational wording to help people realize that compassion lies at the heart of all religious, ethical, and spiritual traditions. It teaches us to treat others with respect and dignity. They've created compassionate games for cities to compete to see who has the most acts of compassion within their city. And I think that that's something that Winston-Salem could definitely speak to and step up to and help join the effort of bringing compassion into our daily lives.
Well, Drea, are there certain things about Winston-Salem that make it a particularly good candidate for this?
Oh, I do believe so. We have so many acts of compassion that are already happening in Winston-Salem that I think it's a great time for us to bring full awareness to what's going on in our city and so that we can find a way to connect with each other at a deeper level.
So what sort of things have you seen here that really kind of highlight that for you?
We have the obvious ones of feeding the hungry, the homeless, shelters, et cetera. But then there's also the day-to-day connectors of people talking to each other and connecting on a deeper level of realizing that we are just being nice to each other.
Does this really set Winston-Salem apart from other communities, even here in the Triad?
There are now about 15 or 16 cities around the world that have been affirmed as compassionate cities. And we would be the first in North Carolina to get the certification.
Mm. So are there certain proofs that Winston-Salem will have to show that it is a compassionate city, or is it a matter of these are goals that we want to reach?
There are no hard and fast rules about what you have to achieve to call yourself a compassionate city. I think we have to be honest with ourselves. Are we going to call ourselves a compassionate city when we still have homeless people, we still have high levels of hunger? You know, those are issues that make it difficult for us right now to claim that we are a city of compassion, because when we have those situations that exist, it means you need to be doing more.
And with that kind of bar, I wonder if any city could actually attain full compassionate level with no hungry, no homeless.
No, that is the ideal, obviously, to eliminate those. But it's the effort, I think, that means so much to bringing the community together.
Drea, where are we in the process of attaining this kind of certification?
Currently, we're waiting on the City Council to approve the resolution that Jerry has put together. And once the resolution has been voted on and approved, from there, we will move forward with submitting our action plan to the Compassion Action Network International organization, which will be the certifying body.
One of the things I have to ask, is this anything beyond like a feel-good measure?
I think it is, because what we're doing, we're actually reducing the number of people who are hungry. We're reducing the number of people who are homeless, and we're creating an atmosphere where people actually are becoming healthier. The whole idea is that once you move beyond yourself to the other, then you start removing your own anxieties, self-depression, and things of that nature. You look at a person who is depressed, they're focused within themselves. So what this will do is enable them to move beyond their own interest to the interest of others, and they benefit from it personally as well as those who are receiving the services or the goodwill.